Hello, this is Evelyn.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kimber. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Let's see. I received my bank statement, so I'm questioning a activity that was on there with your number listed.
Okay,
And
can I get that
I
zip
can't.
code?
71945.
71945.
Yes, ma'am. It was for $67.32 on November 26th.
Okay, can I get that name?
Evelyn Donica.
Okay, I do have an account by that name. Can you verify that address?
432 Polk Road 35, Hatfield, Arkansas.
Okay, give me one moment to see what this is charged with.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I see on the 20th you ordered a tactical watch for $7.95.
Oh, it was the watch.
Yes, ma'am.
For how much?
You paid shipping and handling of $7.95. Well, in the terms and
Okay.
conditions of you ordering that watch, it does says if you don't cancel within a trial date, it will automatically erode into our factory direct savings club where every month you'll be charged. So that's where the $67.32 came
Okay.
in. And I
That,
also, ma'am,
ma'am, that condition was not listed on the ad.
it's in the
So
terms and
I did
conditions,
not know.
ma'am.
No, it wasn't. It was not on the ad. I was just paying for the watch. It was not on the ad. I want that taken off of my account.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I do have the website pulled up and it does list it in the terms and conditions. It says, in addition to paying the $7.95 shipping and handling I am paying now, I understand and agree by the following, by clicking the order now button, I will immediately be charged the $7.95 to ship my free tactical watch, which is a welcoming gift for joining our Consumer Direct Savings Club. I will also be charged the $67.32 for my first month membership within the next 48 hours. But with the free
Okay.
tactical watch, I will, in return, I will receive a $125 gift voucher to the best consumer gadget club on the web. I can
I've
get you
not received
canceled.
any
See,
card. I
it will be
want
in your email.
why I didn't get it. I don't what I want to know, this is fraud. If you want something somebody to pay for this club, then you ought to put it in the same font as you do the free watch. That's fraud. I want this taken off of my account. I'm sorry. You should have it the same, listed the same font, and so everybody knows what they're getting. I did not, and I want that off my account.
I understand that, ma'am, but everything is listed in the terms and conditions. Now I can get this account canceled so you'll no longer be charged.
That would be good, but I want a refund on this.
Okay, well, I can offer you a 35% refund because these are valid charges.
No, I want it off of my account. I did not know about any of the other things that was listed on the ad, and this is fraud. This is how you get someone to sign up and don't know anything about it. I want it taken off my account.
Well, ma'am, everything is listed in the terms and conditions.
Okay, why is it not the same font as the free watch? If this is fraud.
Everything has terms and conditions no matter what you buy.
Okay, like I said, if I wanted to become part of your club, I would have enrolled to your club. That's not what I was buying. I want a refund. I did not use it. I did not know about it. I want a refund.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I can offer you a 50% refund because these are valid charges and everything is listed to the terms and conditions when you ordered it.
I want 100% refund. I got nothing off of this. Like I said, this is fraud. This is fraudulent.
Okay, ma'am, well, how is it fraud when everything on the website is listed?
Because if I wanted to become a part of this club, you would have listed that in the same font as the watch. That's why it's fraudulent.
Because of the font?
Well,
everything on the website says this is money by ordering that product.
The ad that I was replying to did not have the term and condition on it.
Oh, ma'am, I went to the same ad, and it says the exact same thing on there.
Okay. Like I said, I was not trying to sign up with this club. I want a refund. I've not used it, and I want a refund. I can go through my bank and dispute the charges if you want me to do that. I'll do that. I want a refund.
I understand that, ma'am, but when you go to your bank to dispute the charges, they're going to give you credit for that, and they're going to contact us, and we're going to give them the website and the account, and they're going to read the terms and conditions, and they're going to see that it is valid charges. So far as a courtesy,
okay,
I can offer you a 75% refund.
I want 100% refund. I did not sign up with your club on purpose. I want all of it refunded. This is fraudulent. I don't know why you guys keep doing this. If you want somebody to sign up for your club, then list that. Don't list some carrot out in the front. So you want someone to buy, and then automatically gets registered for this. I want a refund.
Okay, my mama, just speak to my supervisor.
This is my old card, not my new one.
Okay, ma'am, I have that account canceled, and I have you file a refund. It'll hit your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, you're going to refund the whole amount?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
All right, thank you for calling customer service. I have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.